Program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we have got a great Thursday show for you today. We're going to talk some family office with Tom Handler, the lead attorney, chairman of Handler Thayer. They're a leading asset protection law firm up in Chicago. They have an international practice. We're going to talk some Panama Papers and a lot of other cool stuff. Then next segment, we're going to have Sandy Abaddon. Sandy's been working with me to socialize through content marketing Vivian's Fundly page. So we had a real big day yesterday with fundraising for Vivian. Sandy's going to talk about how all that happened and how it compares to our regular show and what all that means. And then the second half of the show, we'll talk residential mortgage lending, and we'll give an update on exactly where we are in helping Vivian with her transplant. So stick with us. Great information you can put to use today to make your life better right now. So take it away, Wanda. Let's rock the house.
We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink, drinks, and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell her, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
All right, Wanda's rocking and so am I. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage as you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. I'm driving the brand new Q, and it is just amazing. What the Warren Henry Advantage means is it means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Marlins baseball, fireworks, an all-star bobblehead giveaway, and plenty of delicious food and drinks. That's the perfect combo for Father's Day weekend. Join us as your hometown Miami Marlins host the Colorado Rockies for this four-game showdown. Listen to Dad and check out these to-dos off the list.
Burger and Beer Fridays, check. Louis Castillo all-star bobblehead giveaway on Saturday, check. A chance to play catch on the field for Father's Day and all-you-can-eat seats on Monday, double check.
Purchase your seats at Marlins.com.
Where are you going to go when the traditional bank says no if your situation won't allow you to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? If your loan requires you to tell a story and it doesn't fit in the standard box, what you got to do is you got to call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. That's Jim Freed, 305-773-6300, because now I've teamed up with Spectrum Mortgage. They have 25 years in the business. They're the pros at providing mortgage loans that don't necessarily qualify. Who needs these loans? Well, you do. I can help you get a loan that's as good or better than what you can find on your own in the market, and we can help you managing the process, which is getting more arduous every day. cash out loans up to $10 million, non-residents, aliens, that's okay too. So give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Jim Fried wants to help you now at 305-773-6300.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz,
where money talks.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. We are back, and we are here with our regular family office asset protection guru, Tom Handler. Tom, welcome back to the show. Wanda, where's Tom? Tom is
here.
Okay, good. Oh, well, now we can actually hear you. Wanda's just learning her new toy here as we are in our new studios. Wanda, please.
I got this.
All right, good thing. Tom, welcome back to the show. I know that you do. Your firm is an international law firm. You win awards every year for family office work. Majority of that's protecting the assets of some very big families here in the world today. So, Tom, what are you seeing out there? There's been a lot of stuff that's happened since we talked last. Panama Papers came out. All kinds of interesting articles. It's all yours. Tell me what's going on.
Well, there's a lot of activity in a few sectors in particular. International planning being one, and that covers a lot of asset protection, liability, global business issues. Estate planning focused on income taxes, income tax planning itself, and then a host of various structures driven by regulatory and compliance requirements. So first, backtracking to the international planning, this has been kind of a fun area. The Panama Papers has gotten very wide coverage. And what few of the articles discuss is just, you know, why are people doing this? And the assumption is, well, you know, these are all a bunch of tax cheats and people committing fraud. And I'm sure that there are more than a fair share of those people involved in the Panama situation with the particular law firm, Mossack Fonseca. Whether the law firm did anything improper or not remains to be seen. It doesn't look good, but there have been no indictments or prosecutions at this point, so it's probably too early to say. But, you know, in the States, whenever someone does anything international, any lawyer or accountant or financial person, you have to know your customer rules and you have some minimum customer due diligence rules to comply with. And so it's imprudent not to know exactly who you're dealing with and to do background checks on those people and get references and be very careful that you're not helping the wrong people or someone who's an enemy of our country. And it appears that a lot of that diligence was not done. In fact, there's a number of, you know, convicted felons in the U.S. that had assets, you know, down in Panama. But the driver really is sort of the global phenomenon. You know, the world's getting flatter and flatter. So global business is increasing dramatically. Even relatively small mom and pop institutions are doing business offshore. Families are globalizing. You know, relatives living in five different countries is not unusual. And probably the biggest driver from a psychological standpoint is just the fear of your own government, the fear of governments expropriating your assets. I attended a Latin American lawyers conference last year, which is basically North and South America, and these were leaders of major firms and very prominent attorneys. And the pervasive reason that people are moving money out of their own country is because nobody trusts their own government. And in many countries, the fear of expropriation is very high because it happens on a regular and ongoing basis. And so there's good reasons for people moving money out of the country. And in fact, many of the people of the U.S. people that put money in Panama, as disclosed in the Panama Papers, did so because of great distrust for the U.S. government. And that came out in a recent New York Times article discussing the subject, focusing on a particular family. But that's true overall. So as we sit here, we're pretty quick to judge and say, God, look at the things that these people did. But the reality is the United States is the number one tax haven in the world. We have 66% of the world capital parked here because, notwithstanding the fact that Obama took the bonds from the General Motors owners and took the preferred shares from the Chrysler owners and awarded them to the United Auto Workers, who in fact caused many of the problems with the car companies, that would be a completely unconstitutional act that violated 200 years of common law, yet it happened even here in the United States. Well, these things happen routinely in other jurisdictions, and so people are very afraid of having their assets taken away. And the idea is that by having assets somewhere else that are, you know, hidden or private, and hidden is not the right word, not hidden from a tax standpoint or not hidden from a regulator standpoint, but difficult to find for third parties. So criminals, cyber hackers, terrorists, people want to take your grandchildren hostage and kidnap, but those are very real concerns. Even here in the United States, it happens much more than people are aware of. It doesn't tend to hit the newspapers. In effect, you know, the kidnappers are bought out. Security firms specialize in this. It happens fairly often. But in other countries, South America, Latin America in particular, it's like a sport. It's so common, it's frightening, and so families are very, very concerned about this. And so anything you can do to keep your name off of a document or not let people know the wealth you have or the companies you control is a step in the right direction. And many American families do exactly the same thing. There are reasons why, you know, Wyoming and Delaware and Nevada are tax havens. In Delaware, I can form an LLC for a client, not connect their name to it. When someone searches that LLC, the only name they see is me as the person or the law firm that organized it, and they can't see who the underlying family is. And that's purposeful. You know, if you're a celebrity, an executive, a professional athlete, a wealthy individual, you have every incentive to keep as low profile as possible, one, to avoid all this criminality. And these things are becoming so common now, wire fraud, cyber theft, identity theft, hacking accounts, the list goes on and on, that everyone, you know, has an incentive to remain as private as they can to avoid those kinds of issues, and those are very legitimate concerns. So this fear of government and globalization due to business and globalization of families is driving all kinds of international planning, forming of international companies, joint ventures, and, of course, the typical asset preservation moves, which tend to be limited liability companies or corporation-type entities, and those are often owned in asset protection trusts. And some of those, if they're well done, are really designed to be start-over funds so that even your own government, including the U.S., cannot take money out of those funds, that they're in an independent, legitimate government jurisdiction that is not on the OECD blacklist, that's not on the wrong side of Treasury or CIA or FBI. And so those jurisdictions have treaties with the U.S., and they're great places to park assets. So all of this international planning is moving at a fast and furious pace. Money is flying in here, largely from South America, Central America, and China, and money is flying out of the United States as, you know, almost 10,000, I don't have the exact number for 2015 yet, but approximately 10,000 people have left the country and renounced their citizenship since Obama got elected. And that's more people that have left the country since the country was founded. And these aren't people worth $10 million. These are very affluent people, in many cases multi-billionaires, who've left to take in their businesses, their jobs, and their assets with them, and they have no intention of coming back. So it's a very serious matter. So although we're losing people, we're probably the biggest beneficiary of this globalization of assets and people and businesses.
Tom, we only have about a minute left in this segment. Can you stay and do another segment?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, we'll be right back after this. We've got more Tom Handler. I'm not talking because Tom has great, solid information that people need to hear and take action on immediately. So we'll be back. We'll hear more about how to protect your assets if you're a family office, a high net worth individual with Tom Handler. We'll be back after this. More great information you can use right away. Wanda, it's yours.
With me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. You look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Rocking, Wanda. You can tell when Wanda's behind the console there rocking the music. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Rock on.
I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, I'm Jim Fried, and I want to help you. I want to help you get your home loan financed. If you need a mortgage above $500,000, give me a call. 305-773-6300. That's my cell. You get me direct, and I'm with Spectrum Mortgage. And what we do is we do loans that don't fit the natural small box that most banks try to stick you into. If you don't fit into the standard box, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Spectrum's been in this business for 25 years. They're the pros at making sure your loan gets done. If you're a jumbo or super jumbo borrower, we represent only small banks, community banks. They'll portfolio the loans. They'll give you a deal that a traditional lender just won't. Non-U.S. resident, that's okay too. Anywhere in the state of Florida, we're one of the oldest private lenders, bridge loans up to $10 million. So give me a call, Jim Fried, 305-773-6300. That's my cell. Give me a call.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home for Bloomberg Radio. For up-to-date news, the latest info, contests, and more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we have got our favorite asset protection lawyer on. We've got Tom Handler. He's with Handler Thayer up in Chicago. Tom's firm is an internationally recognized firm for family office legal work. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be back.
All right. Now, before we continue, I do want to say that, we've been talking about international tax havens and high net worth individuals and the Panama Papers. What are some things, people can do right now to mitigate their risk as we head into the end of the year? And a lot of people are on extension with taxes. They're thinking about taxes. You're a tax man. What's some things that are going on right now?
Absolutely. There's actually a lot of income tax focus on the part of the client base, driven largely by the fact that we've got this 39.6 top federal rate. The capital gain rate's gone up to 23.8% because you have the Obamacare tax tossed on top of it. And although those rates don't sound that high relative to 70% rates in other countries, the reality is that the U.S. rates are effectively higher rates because we tax a much larger basket of income with far fewer deductions and a lot more limitations and phase-outs than other countries have. So, in fact, we are the highest tax-paying country on the planet, both individually and corporate-wise. And so as people look at the landscape, it motivates you to realize that sometimes these taxes get confiscatory, particularly as you move up in the brackets and then you get into the high brackets relatively quickly. At at you don't get to the top bracket till you're at 415,000 and change, but $91,000, you're at 25%, out of the box. And of course you have to add on your Medicare tax, your Social Security tax, your Obamacare tax, and for employers, federal employment, state employment. So the motivation is to focus on meaningful things that can have an impact. So the simple things that people focus on are maximizing any type of executive comp and benefit planning that they can have. So you almost go by category and say, look, if you don't have an IRA, if you don't have a pension plan, if you don't have a Roth IRA, you want to make sure that you put chips in those buckets every chance you get or whenever you're below the limits and have the ability to do so, because that tax-free growth is very valuable. In the event of the Roth, it comes out tax-free. So it's an extraordinary opportunity to take advantage of. There aren't that many cherries left in the U.S. tax code. They're few and far between. And so when the government says we want to encourage savings and allow people to pay for their retirement, you want to take that seriously. It's not an audited item. It's a very simple move, so you want to fill those kinds of buckets. The planning that people are doing also involves controlling their investments, harvesting losses and take advantage of the losses to capture them in a given year, even if they come back and buy back in that position the following year. A lot of accelerations and deferrals for anybody on a cash basis, trying to push the income off to the following year and maximize the deductions in this year, or perhaps there's a particular year with higher income bunching deductions into that year so that you can overcome limitations and get a higher percentage of your deduction actually realized. And in fact, much of estate planning has become an income tax planning focus. It's always been a focus at the high end of the market and the high net worth individuals, but even for more regular millionaires, it's become a focus because now the basis adjustments become very important. Nobody under $10 million is going to pay estate tax, at least federally. You may be paying in a number of states, but you won't be paying federal estate tax. And so the idea is to try to maximize the income tax basis of various assets by getting the write-up in the estate and keeping those low basis assets in a position where they won't be subject to estate tax but will be written up to their full fair market value. That can avoid a tremendous amount of either capital gain or ordinary income, depending on how long those assets have been around. And so that's a very common play. And then structural planning has become important. And so having entities that aren't subject to different levels of tax. So you have a C corporation subject to both corporate taxes and then individual taxes when paid out to the shareholders. That's a problem. If you can avoid that, if you don't need to be in public market, if you don't need to be a C corporation, you may want to get out of that structure and perhaps become an S corporation. S corporation still has potential built-in gains tax, and so if you can avoid the S corporation, which also is a difficult entity to plan with for estate and financial planning purposes, you're better off in an LLC environment, a limited liability company. And there are various variations of that. There's limited liability partnerships, limited liability professional corporations, series limited liability companies. All of them function essentially the same from a tax standpoint, is that if you make the appropriate election, they're conduit entities and they don't pay federal tax at their level. So they may pay a state tax at their level. So in effect, that business earning drills down to the owners and only the owners are taxed on it with the exception of states. And so that's a very effective way to build a business, have more money to invest in the business, build your net worth without running the risk of having these large built-up gains built in your S corporation or the problem in a C corporation where you pay out retained earnings and suddenly you've got a dividend and a corporate tax. So a lot of it has to do with restructuring, reorganizing, terminating S corporations if you can do so without a tremendous tax detriment, forming new entities that are conduit, using holding company structures so that you may leave the existing enterprises as they are because the tax hit would be too high to get rid of them, and to focus on new entities as LLCs or conduits that they aren't subject to those taxes and over time achieve greater efficiency. So a lot of that planning is going on. And this the virtual family office concept has picked up a lot of steam, and this would be for people with a high net worth, typically $25 million on up. But that entity provides the same benefits that the Rockefellers, the Kennedys, or the Pritzkers, or any major family would have, except you do it at a smaller level and outsource the various services. But you have a control enterprise, a place where you can pay benefits and legitimately deduct expenses. You can have succession planning, outside boards, full corporate governance. So it gives you all kinds of advantages, along with the typical income tax benefits that any business enjoys, provided that it's, you know, ordinary, necessary, and it all makes sense. So that's pretty much what people are focusing on at this point in time, other than using investments with built-in tax goodies. And there will be things like, you know, investing in real estate and making a conservation easement to get a deduction, or investing in oil and gas because there's significant write-offs up front in that particular industry. Agribusiness also has some unique rules and a permanent 5-year net operating loss carryback, and you can stay on the cash basis, where in other businesses you'd be forced onto the accrual basis. So all of those avenues are available to people, and that's exactly what people are focused on.
Well, you know, we're really working hard. I'm getting into that whole little world myself as I'm trying to raise some money for Vivian and her kidney transplant and raise awareness for organ donation. And I've really learned that the best way to do it is try to find a 501c3 that you can team up with and generate funds for the 501c3. We're working on doing that. There's some really innovative stuff coming out that'll allow for some good charitable contributions in that regard. So as those things come up, we'll be talking to some of our family office contacts to help them raise money for kidney awareness and indigent kidney people. So I know you and Andrew will be down on that and help us with that. Tom, there's really something going on in Chicago that I need you to comment on. Are the Cubs for real? What's going on up there? Is there something in the water?
You know, it's still early in the season, but suffice to say that people are pretty happy with the Ricketts family, the new owners. The amount of money they spent on Wrigley and renovating it, building a hotel and a large outdoor plaza across the street, expanding the decks, putting in absolutely huge billboards. They've done some things as well as build a hell of a farm organization. So I've read a number of articles that have said that in the opinion of professionals in the major leagues, the Cubs have the best farm system. And I've heard that for several years. And as we just brought somebody up yesterday for the first time, so as we're as a pinch batter. So as we're bringing up these young players, it appears that what the industry buzz had predicted is in fact the case, that we've got some real solid talent here and the team has a commitment for winning. And I just read that we're on pace to catch or surpass the 2002, you know, Seattle Mariners team that had the best record in the history of baseball, and that would be pretty exciting. But boy, they are fun to watch. I had my Cubs cufflinks on yesterday, and people just stopped me and give me a thumbs up, and they were kind of chuckling. But we've been long suffering fans, and it's just too much fun that that they might actually be for real. And if not this year, the talent is such that this could happen anytime in the next few years. So it's very exciting for long-suffering Cub fans.
Well, listen, Tom, we appreciate having on. We appreciate your sports updates, as always. The tax information and the family office stuff is just absolutely gold. If people want to find you or talk to you about working on their virtual family office or some of the other functions you can help them with, how do they find you, Tom?
You can reach us through our main number, which is the Chicago office, 312-641-2100. And our web is handlerthayer.com. You can find out information about us. We're in Washington, D.C., Palm Beach, Chicago, and then Oak Brook, Illinois.
Well, Tom, we'll get together on the side. I'll send you an email. We'll have Lauren set up a time for us to talk off the air. But thank you so much to you and Andrew for supporting the show and being part of our regular cast of guests. We can't thank you enough for bringing this great information here to our audience.
Great. Be well, Jim, and thanks again for having me.
It's my pleasure. Take care. We'll be right back with some great information. We're going to have Sandy Abbott on. She's going to talk about the Constant Contact marketing campaign we've run for Vivian. It's an awesome thing. There's stuff that you can apply to your content marketing to make money today. So stick with us. We'll be back with Sandy Abbott and information you can use to make money today here on Freedom Business. Wanda, it's yours. All right. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
I remind everybody that I'm at Spectrum Mortgage. And what does that mean? That means I can help you with your home loan or your commercial loan. So give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Spectrum is one of the oldest private lenders in Florida. We could do bridge loans up to $10 million a deal, cash out on properties. We'll loan on a property anywhere in the state of Florida. Sweet spot is loaning to foreign nationals on the homes that they own or bought. So give me a call, 305-773-6300. I can help you get a loan today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic. Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back, and we always say we're going to bring you information you can use right away to make money today. Well, gosh darn it, we're going to do that right now with Sandy Abbott. Sandy's the top constant contact person here in town, as far as I'm concerned, and probably as far as constant contact is concerned. Sandy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Love your new digs.
Oh, thank you so much. Wanda likes it, too. She really loves the board. Wanda, how are we doing out here?
So far, excellent.
That's my girl. Now, listen, Sandy, we put out an email. We have an email list. It's pretty clean. We really don't get people to drop out. Once they're on, they typically stay on, so I'd say it's good. It's about 5,500 people now, from what I recall.
A little more.
Okay. And so we sent out an email. We've been clean. We've never sent an email except for the show, a show email, until I switched jobs. And now we sent another email to that list this last week because people wanted to be able to learn about what's going on with Vivian, and they wanted to contribute either positive energy. Some people wanted to contribute some money. Some people were still looking for donors to contribute a kidney. And we'll give out the living donor number all throughout the next half hour at the University of Miami. But what did you notice with the results from this campaign versus our average usual campaign?
Well, you doubled your open rate with this one.
Well, that's
more
Vivian.
Actually.
That's Vivian, not me. She's the best. Well, that's what would make something like that happen?
Well, like you said, people wanted to know about it. We put it in the subject line, and the email was very different. It was not a promotional email. It was a personal appeal from you, and people react to that. It's different.
Well, it was really terrific. I've heard from people I haven't heard from for years. In fact, Vivian and I gave us maybe I don't want to tell that story. That's too personal and private. I almost got too personal and private on the open radio. I didn't want to do that. But we've had donors that have come out of the woodwork, friends that I've known for years that have come out. And by the way, we're not really looking for cash donations. What we're really looking for is to either raise money to help us offset some of the costs we're facing, or we're going to start raising money. And you heard me allude it to Tom Handler a little while before. For indigent kidney care. But right now, we're still trying to raise money to help Vivian defray the costs of her kidney transplant. But more than that, we need a donor. A donor does not have to be a perfect match. We'll talk more about that in the next segment. But Sandy, what is it that means when I get an open rate that's bigger and click-throughs? Explain to me what really happened yesterday, because the email's really like a machine.
Well, it all starts, like I've said before, it all starts with the subject line. What you put in the subject line is very important. And we were very direct. It was really an appeal from you. And then when you open the email, there was...
What was the target? What was the subject list?
The subject line that we used was Vivian's battle to find a kidney donor.
Perfect.
Our story.
Perfect. That's perfect. Because That's what it is. It's about finding a donor for us. Everything else is to just help people feel good.
Yeah. And when you see the email on a mobile device, you actually get a little bit more copy. So the first line of copy talked about help my wife find a donor, please. And then dot, dot, dot.
Let
so
me
people
see
were
that.
Like, yeah, check it out on the phone. It's the second one down, I think.
Now where? Oh, wow. That is. That renders just great. That says it all right there. Who doesn't click on that?
And when you do click on it, it's very mobile friendly. We did not make it promotional. It was really what you wanted to say, and some photos of Vivian with the links back to the site, which I understand was very effective.
It was extraordinarily effective. In fact, the site crashed. I don't think it was necessarily us that crashed the site, but it does make for good copy that we say that. But yes, the site crashed. It's back up now. Crashed for a little bit of time on, I guess, Wednesday morning, the day after we sent out the email. I woke up to my text, my phone being full of text. Jim, how come I can't get on the site? Jim, the site is broken. Jim, I want to donate. What can I do? Jim, I have information on the kidney. I went nuts. But the site is up now. And so here's a question I have for you, Sandy. You know, usually I wouldn't send a follow-up email so fast after sending out that appeal email, but since people couldn't take action the next day because the site went down, is it legitimate to resend that email?
Absolutely. And we could even do it where we send it to people that opened, or we can send it just to the people who clicked, because those are the ones that know for a fact the site was down because they clicked on over to the website. So if we send an email like that and we put in the subject line something to the effect that the site is back up now, that is totally legitimate. I mean, this is funny because sometimes we send an email and for whatever reason there's something that's wrong with it, we send out a correction. People usually don't mind that if there's a correction or new information that is necessary. It's not considered spammy.
Okay, well, that's good because I really am very considerate of the audience, I'll call it the community that we've created. I don't want to fatigue them. And I got to believe that you can fatigue people real fast if you keep pounding on them.
Yeah, and that's the beauty about using a service like Constant Contact, because you can tell exactly who was interested, so you don't have to send it to everybody on the list. You can send it to the ones that did click through to go to the website and were not able to, because now those people are interested and you're not fatiguing them. So having that information, being able to see not only how many people clicked, what they clicked on, but who exactly clicked, I can actually go in now, save that list, and send to just that list. It's very surgical.
Wow, well, we're definitely going to do that. I'm going to want to see that list, too. That's the people that really love us. Really love Vivian. I mean, that's another thing, that this is really an outpouring of love that the people have been giving us through this email. I want to thank you so much. Now, I'm easy to create content. It's easy for me to create content. I got great guests. I got the Vivian, this Vivian thing that I'm dealing with. I just changed my job, so I talk about that all the time. But maybe it's not so easy for other people to create content, Sandy. What can people do to come up with some good content?
Well, there's a couple of things. First and foremost, you need to know that people are inundated with a lot of information, so you don't have to write a lot. The less you write, the better. About 20 lines of text is really all you need. Now, as far as what kind of content, there's a lot of ways to find it. First of all, people tell me all the time, oh, I have nothing. Look through your website and see what you have. If you have a frequently asked questions page, that is perfect fodder for content, because you can take the questions that people are normally asking, which obviously is a high interest, and you can convert that into an email very easily. Also, there's a lot of great content already available. If you are shy about writing, you're not a good writer, you can find very good content and actually curate it. It's sort of what you do with a show. You find really good people, and then you give them a voice. So people can go online, they can find content that they know as an expert is really good, and then they can share that content. They can add a couple of sentences of their own to say why they think this is so good, and then click through to the content. So you've got other people's content, you've got your frequently asked questions, and you know, it doesn't always have to be something you write. You could actually do a quick video. I have a client who, he's a yacht broker. And so what he does when he has a new listing, he goes on the yacht and he takes a picture, or actually he takes a quick video of the yacht, and then we put the listing information along with the video, and that's the content that we send. So there's different ways that you can approach it.
You know, it's really very cool. You know, I'm going to do a video if you stay and you tape it, I'll do a video of what's going on with Vivian, and then we can put that in the follow-up email maybe. Does that make sense? No, that's what we're going to do then. That's what we're going to do. So, Wanda, how much more time do we have in this segment? This is a great segment.
I can take another 2-3 minutes.
Okay, Sandy, why don't you talk about people, how people get a hold of you. You know, you put all these workshops out. Talk a little bit about what you do for people and how people can get in touch with you and how they can get help to improve their business right now by getting in contact with you.
Well, the first thing that I do is I do a lot of workshops. I love teaching. I love encouraging small business owners. So I always have a workshop going on. You can find out about my workshops by visiting my website, which is expressocc.com, expressocc.com, and go over to the workshops. I have one coming up at the end of the month, which I'll be putting up on the site today. And then what I do is what people don't want to do. They don't have the time to come up with the content, to write the email, to put everything together. So they give it to me, and the beauty of it is that it's very turnkey. Once they give it to me, they don't have to worry about it. They don't have to think about it. I meet with them once a month, figure out what they need, and then like magic, the email appears for them to approve. They sign off on it, and it goes off. And they can tell when it's gone out because they get phone calls and they get that little uptick on their website, especially if they're in online retail.
Well, that's very important. You know, there's all kinds of things. I just learned from Constant Contact and Facebook because I got the radio show. I learned from that. But there's all kinds of things that people need. People need your help. You can help them make money. You can do that today. You can start their sales increasing today. Again, give them how you get a hold of them, because we're almost done. I want them to hear you.
Well, they can call me directly at 305-507-7199. Or they can find me online on Facebook, Twitter, at ExpressoCC, and LinkedIn, Sandy Abbott.
You're all over the place. You're constantly contacting people. I know you. All right, well, we'll be right back after this. I've given a little preview. We're going to give a little update on what's been going on with Vivian. And I want to thank Sandy for being here today and helping us out and helping us show Viv love. Thank you so much.
Thank you for letting me be a part of the process.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll be back after this. We've got great information that you can use. And obviously, people want to hear it, because Sandy says, when I talk about Vivian, people open at double the rate. So we'll be back after this. Girls, straight masterpieces, styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Don't say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wait a minute. Fill my cup, put some nigga in it. Take a sip. Sign the check. Julio, get the stretch. Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop. Skip it.
Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, by now you know I've joined Spectrum Mortgage. Spectrum Mortgage, that's South Florida's, actually one of Florida's oldest private equity lenders. We can do a bridge loan up to $10 million. We can help you finance your home. If you're a non-resident alien, we can help you get a mortgage loan for either your business or your home. So super jumbo, jumbo mortgages, problematic residential and commercial financings, that's what I specialize in. All I want to do is help you. So if you need some help, give me a call. Jim Fried, 305-773-6300. Again, Jim Fried, 305-773-6300. I can help you get a loan today.
Marlins baseball, fireworks, an all-star bobblehead giveaway, and plenty of delicious food and drinks. That's the perfect combo for Father's Day weekend. Join us as your hometown Miami Marlins host the Colorado Rockies for this four-game showdown. Listen to Dad and check out these to-dos off the list.
Burger and Beer Fridays. Check. Luis Castillo All-Star Bobblehead Giveaway on Saturday. Check. A chance to play catch on the field for Father's Day and all-you-can-eat seats on Monday. Double check.
Purchase your seats at Marlins.com.
For up-to-date news, the latest info, contests, and more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at 880TheBiz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back, and I want to talk a little bit about what we've been talking about here with Sandy. Sandy, maybe you want to come back on the line there just a little in case I got a little technical question for you there. Now, Vivian's been struggling with end-stage kidney disease. She hasn't gone number one for going on 11 months now. She originally, we found her on the floor, non-compos mentis, January 3rd, 2014. And since then, she's been on dialysis. Dialysis is not easy. It's not pretty. And Sandy worked with me to put together a constant contact email to over 5,500 people yesterday. And basically, we crashed the site at Fundly. So, Sandy, I want to thank you so much for putting together such an effective email piece. What do you think was the most effective part of that email?
I think it was your appeal. Because it was very personal.
Yeah, it's all personal at this point. You know, my wife's been suffering, and we need to find a kidney transplant for her. A person does not need to be a match. All you need to do is volunteer to be a donor. You don't need to match. I wrote down the Miami Transplant Institute phone number, and then I went and where did I put it? Here it is. It's 305-355-5433. Call the Miami Transplant Institute today and give the gift of life. Even if you don't match my wife, if you're willing to commit to donate your kidney to her cause, we can go into the National Kidney Register and get an equally qualified kidney out. They rate the kidneys. They're all different kinds. My old kidney that no one really wants. I'm 55 and all kinds of bad back and take medicines. You know, that's a D-minus, I guess. They don't want to use my kidney. They want a kidney that's from a person that's healthy, strong, and you don't have to match Vivian. You just have to be willing to donate and give the gift of life. For goodness sakes, I work with a woman who only has one kidney and she has two kids. Woman has a Zumba class she teaches. It's amazing. And so you really need to call 305-355-5433, the Miami Transplant Institute. Tell them you want to get tested for Vivian Fried. We've got a number of people that have gotten tested. We even had two people that were perfect matches. One of the people that was a match decided they didn't want to go through with it. The next person, well, it was God's will. That person got really sick a few months after they got matched and approved for Vivian, but got delayed by the Transplant Institute. And now they're not a viable transplant donor either. So we need a donor. Please call the Miami Transplant Institute at 305-355-5433. And again, Sandy put together a great email. We're going to send out another email to people that may have clicked through and tried to donate on the site but weren't able to get through. The site is again up and running. It was a little glitch that happened on Wednesday, but now everything's up and running again. And so please, we work with the Fundly people, Fundly.com, and we'll have the people on from Fundly. We'll talk about their website and what they do. We're going to have the head of the Miami Transplant Institute on at the end of the month. It takes a while to coordinate that kind of stuff. But the most important thing you need to know is that if you want to give the gift of life, you can do it. You can give that gift of life to my wife or even somebody else. You just call the Miami Transplant Institute at 305-355-5433 and just say you want to get tested to see if you're a match or if you can donate to Vivian Fried. Wanda, how much more time do I have left today?
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Well, shoot, that's a whole lot of time. I want to thank everybody that's been involved in the kidney transplant cause and quest. We have over 145 people that have donated cash, another group of people that have supporters, and we're still trying to find an active person to donate the kidney. We've got a number of people that we've been talking to, but they just get denied. Some people are pre-diabetic. Some people are too old like me. Some people are, pre-diabetic. Some people had very bad health issues. One person even had a life-changing event while they were in the process of getting tested. The young lady got a personal issue that came up. I don't want to talk about it any further than that. That's private to her. But the point is that things happen. You need to be almost perfect to donate. So please donate to Vivian Fried. Go online to her Fundly page at fundly.com, Vivian Fried Transplant. Call the Miami Transplant Institute at 305-355-5433 and tell them that you want to be a donor for Vivian Fried. Or just call me on my cell phone, 305-773-6300, because I want to help you self-actualize and give the gift of life to my beautiful wife and let her and her beautiful spirit be free of that diabolical dialysis machine. I want to thank our sponsors. Well, before I do that, I want to thank the people that really make this place go. You, our listeners. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of our community. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell me who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website you heard. We're getting lots and lots of hits on that. I want to thank our sponsors. South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIMs, the Related Group, Spectrum Mortgage, Warren Henry Automotive, Magnum Energy Solutions, Kind Snacks, the NFL Alumni, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, the Miami Marlins, I still sing their song, from last year, CCIM, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, Espresso Marketing, give me a high five, Sandy.
High five.
Oh, Sandy's the greatest, I love her. Social Media 305, we love Johnny, and of course, Lauren's kids, we love Ron and Lauren Book. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our website, www.freedombusiness, probably by Friday night or Saturday morning. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 880 a.m. on Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now join me. I'm going to go out there. You go out there too. Let's make it happen.
Your mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what the mama saw, it was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, ain't the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.